Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Tuesday, July the 31st, 2018. I'm your host, Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are focusing on the 2018 election results. I know the nation is on tenterhooks. We are on edge. It's a miserable time for the vanquished and a happy moment for the victors. Either way, this is a historic election. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. 0318. You can also call us live and direct at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. As you'd know by now, we are also streaming live on our three websites, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. The results of yesterday's historic elections have started to come out with ZANU-PF leading. Out of the 7 parliamentary constituencies announced so far, ZANU-PF has won 6, and the remaining one has gone to the MDC alliance. That's according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. And these constituencies are as follows. Marondera West, the winner is ZANU-PF, that's Spiwe Elizabeth Mukanyaize. Mudzi North, ZANU-PF, the winner is Newton Kachepa. In Mashingo South, ZANU-PF won again, and their candidate was Claudius Maronga. Gwanda South, the MDC Alliance won, and their candidate was Patrick Dube. Mashingo West, ZANU-PF won with Ezra Chadzamira. Weza South, ZANU-PF again with Tinoona Macharika. And in Chiredzi East, it was ZANU-PF again with their candidate, Denford Masia. Yilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo zami sithandekayo lwenziwe ukhetho izolo ukhetho obelukhangelelwe ngumhlaba wonke ukhetho obelukhangelelwe nguZulu weZimbabwe jikelele okwesikhathi eside lwenziwe lwadlula lamhlanje sesikhangelane lempumela bawile abanengi bavukile abanengi badanile abanengi bajabulile abanengi Ibandla leZANU-PF phakathi kwama constituencies angu 7 asemenyezelwe yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. iZANU-PF ihamba phambili inqobe kwangu 6. iMDC Alliance yanqoba ku constituency eyodwa kuphela. Nanga ama constituencies akukhona ngokulandelelana. iMarondera West kunqobe iZANU-PF. Mudzi North kunqobe iZANU-PF, Maswingo South kunqobe iZANU-PF, Gwanda South kunqobe iMDC Alliance, Maswingo West kunqobe iZANU-PF, Weza South kunqobe iZANU-PF, kwazothi eChiredzi East kwanqoba njalo iZANU-PF. Ndonyaya yatukurukura dzangu nasi pano pachirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheStudio 7. Sarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro dzinova sarudzo dzakanga dzakatarisirwa nevanhu vakawanda zvikuru asi nhasi komishini yezek inoona nekufambiswa kwesarudzo Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yatanga kuburisa zvakabuda musarudzo idzi. Yaburisa maconstituencies anoita 7 esarudzo dzekutsvaga vamiriri kana kuti nhengo dzedare reparamende. Mumaconstituencies 7 iwayo ZANU PF yanonga 6, MDC yanonga 1 chete. Asi muchaziva kuti dare remakurukota reparamende rine nhengo dzakawanda 210 constituencies. Saka pari zvino ZEC yazivisa 7 constituencies chete. Marondera West yaenda kuZANU PF kuna Spiwe Elizabeth Mukanyaidze. Mudzi North yaenda kuZANU PF zvekare bato iranga richimirirwa na Newton Kachepa. Masvingo South yaenda kuna Claudius Maronga weZANU PF. Gwanda South yaenda kuna Patrick Duve veMDC Alliance. Masvingo West yaenda kuZANU PF uyezve angachi kwikwidza akamirira bato iri ndi Ezra achadzamira. Weza South yaenda kuZANU PF kuna tinoona Macharika. Chirezi East ZANU PF zvakare uyezve winner apa ndi Danford Masia. Very depressing times for the losers and impressive times for the winners as we bring you the election results tonight. Priscilla Chigumba, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, had a press conference earlier in the afternoon when she declared these results. And here is what she said. Let's take a listen to Chigumba.
I now have the singular honor of presenting to you some of the official results that have been received so far with regards to the National Assembly. In respect of Marondera West constituency, the results are as follows. Marceline Kunaka of the Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity Party received 597 votes. Maishoreva Amon of the MDC Alliance received 5,400 votes. Mari Adam of the People's Rainbow Coalition received 69 votes. Mavunga Richard Godfrey, an independent, received 559 votes. Butokwani Chivero Stanley, an independent, received 90 votes. Muchetwa MacDonald of the MDCT received 368 votes. Mukanyaidze Spiwe Elizabeth of ZANU PF received 7,619 votes. And accordingly, Mukanyaidze Spiwe Elizabeth of ZANU PF party is hereby declared duly elected member of the National Assembly for Marondera West constituency. In respect of Mudzi North constituency, Peter Chabeka of the MDC Alliance received 2,753 votes. Chirpanyanga Silva, UANC, received 185 votes. Gomo Tichaona of the Code Party received 134 votes. Kachepa Newton of ZANU PF received 14,575 votes. Mpanduki Anyway, an independent, received 3,110 votes, and accordingly, Kachepa Newton of ZANU PF party has been declared duly elected member of the National Assembly for Mudzi North constituency. I'm going to share the rest of the results with the commissioners. Deputy Chairperson, would you like to pick one and announce it?
Masvingo South constituency in Masvingo province, Arucherwi Action Independent, votes received 815. Mabure Knowledge, BZA, 500 votes. Makota Justin, MDC Alliance, 2,353 votes. Maronga Claudius, ZANU PF, 9,228 votes. Matongo Lovemore, MDC Alliance, 1,443 votes. Mavaire Tawanda, TRC, 2,545 votes. Senda Simon, UDA, 141 votes. Accordingly, Maronga Claudius of ZANU PF party has been duly declared elected member of the National Assembly for Masvingo South constituency.
I'd like to thank the commissioners and to advise you that this is just 7 constituencies out of the 210 constituencies that we have, and that as and when the results trickle in, we will come in and announce them to you. And again, before I leave, I would like to appeal to you to bear with us for the simple reason that these are harmonized elections. We have three tiers of elections. We have three methods of transmission of these results, and that we're doing the best that we can, and we will try to the best of our ability to speed up the process.
That there was ZEC chairperson Priscilla Chikumba addressing a news conference earlier today when she announced the first batch of the 2018 election results. Ukhulumile ukubana iyeza enye impumela bazayethula ngokuya kwelanga. Manzwa apo amai Priscilla Chikumba vanova chairperson we Zimbabwe Electoral Commission vachitaura kuti vawina muma constituencies anokwana 7 avabuditsa nhasi masikati ndivanani, uyezve vataura ivo kuti vachange vachiburitsa zvimwe zvakawanda nekufamba kwenguva muzuva ranhasi. And we have our first guest, that's Paul Mangwana, the ZANU-PF acting spokesperson. Good evening, Mr. Mangwana, and welcome.
Good evening.
Yes, how are you faring as ZANU-PF? So far you have scored 6 out of 7. How do you view your chances?
Well, we are happy with the initial outcome of the results. We hope we will continue to do very well as further results are announced. As you know, traditionally we have always been strong in the rural areas, and as more results come out, we think and expect that this kind of scenario will continue.
Asi muri kuona muchi wina here, tiri kuona mamwe ma results asiri formal though, achi buda mumaguta Bulawayo, Harare, muri kuona kwa unge muri kuraka jane MDC Alliance gapo Mangwana, andizvo?
Ndisikuziva ma results muri kuona, indakamirira ma results achave ane ZEC. Asi chandinoziva ndechekuti nekuda kwezvatakamirira pamhuri yeZimbabwe, tinotokunda MDC chete. Tinovakunda nokuti tine maprogramu anoita kuti upenyu hwavanhu hudakare, huite zvakanaka. Hatisi kumbotya, kana tinoziva kuti kubva pauya new dispensation takaratidza vana veZimbabwe kwatoda kuvaendesa tichitungamirirwa navamunangagwa. Saka mhuri yeZimbabwe inototi yakatotivhotera, tinozviziva. Tangomirira kuti veZEC vapedze basa ravo rokuverenga mavhosi acho vaanaunsa kuti amira sei. Asi tine chivimbo chokuti mhuri yeZimbabwe ine rudo napurezidendi wedu vamunangagwa.
Saka muri kuona muchihwina kumadhorobha nekumamisha kwese?
Tino tagara isusu tinonyanya kuhwina kumamisha. Kumadhorobha tichanonga-nonga, asi kwatoziva tinonyanya kuhwina kumamisha.
And Mr. Mangwana, the MDC Alliance is also claiming victory in this election. Let's take a listen. Kesilalele ngoba iMDC Alliance iti isinqobile kulolu khetho. The MDC Alliance vari kuti vakunda musarudzo izi, nokudaro vari kuti vaNelson Chamisa ndivo vachaita mutungamiri wenyika. Earlier, the MDC Alliance official, or principal, if you will, Mr. Tendai Biti, addressed a press conference, and this is what he had to say.
We have now received from our agents across the country results of the 2018 election. The results show beyond reasonable doubt that we have won this election, and that the next president of Zimbabwe is Advocate Nelson Chamisa. These results were extrapolated from V11 forms that in some cases were posted outside polling stations in compliance with the law, and in some cases they were handed over to our agents, candidates, in compliance with the law. We will now hope that the Zimbabwe Election Commission will follow its constitutional and legal obligation defined in the Electoral Act of formally announcing the result that is consistent with what we have gathered through our own parallel voter tabulation process. As we set up command centers in every constituency, command centers in every district, command centers in every provinces, where we were tabulating our own data. And as I've said before, we are very grateful to the people of Zimbabwe for showing faith in our alliance and showing faith in Advocate Nelson Chamisa. We are, however, seriously concerned about evidence of interference with the people's will that is being displayed by the authorities. So, for instance, as I'm talking to you right now, there is a deliberate delay in formally announcing results. So ZEC is taking its time in transmitting results from polling stations towards and to constituency centers. And this delay is totally unacceptable, particularly in places like, in urban centers like Harare, Bulawayo, Mutare, Gweru, Mashingo. The results are not being moved from polling stations to command centers. So again, if I can give an example of Harare East, they have not yet announced the result. They have not yet announced and pushed the results to the command center at Oriel Boys High School in Chisipiti, despite the fact that we completed the entire voting process around 3 a.m. Last night. We know that it is in this period of delay and uncertainty that merchants of chaos, that bishops of electoral fraud will do their own things. So we are calling upon ZEC to immediately comply with the law and start making the formal declarations at constituencies as is required by the law.
That was MDC Alliance Principal Tendai Biti addressing a press conference earlier today. Ubekala Ubiti esithi iZEC kayiqhubi kuhle umsebenzi okhulume ngokuthi bafihla ama V11 forms ayiwo akhipha ama results kuma polling centers achiyeneyo. Uthe endaweni ezichiyeneyo iZEC iyawafihla. Kanti ke uthi njalo ubaba uNelson Chamisa umkhokheli weMDC Alliance nguye osenqobile kulolu khetho ngabalako ukuthandabuza ngalokho ngokutsho kwakhe uBiti. Uqhubeke wakhuluma enye into engani ihlasimulisa umzimba kancane lanxa itape yakhe ibinde kodwa siqhumele endleleni. Uthe uBiti bathole impiko yokuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uConstantino Chiwenga usebathumele abantu ukuthi bababulale yena uBiti lo mnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ndozvataura navaBiti pa press conference vari kuti va Nelson Chamisa vahwina sarudzo idzi nokudaro ndivo vachaita mutungamiri wenyika kubva parizvino. Vataura zvekare vaBiti vari kuti ZEC aidi kuburisa ma forms anoitwa anonzi ma V11 ayo anoratidza kuti vanhu vavhota sei pama polling stations akasiyana siyana. Uyezve vataura zvimwe zvinokatsikamadza vati ivo mutungamiri mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vari kuiedza kuva uraya vatumira vanhu kuti vava uraye ivo vaBiti navaNelson Chamisa. Mr. Mangwana, you heard for yourself what Mr. Biti said. Your response? Mr. Mangwana?
Dati ziroto, zinoramba ziri ziroto, vatenda Biti, varikurota, vachiwina, asi havawini. Nokuda kwokuti vana veZimbabwe ndo vanovhota ndo vanoziva kuti achatungamirira nyika yavo ndiani. Saka indino ziwa kuti havana chava wina. Takamirira kuti Zeki ndiye akapiwa simba nomutemo kuti anenge awina ndiani. So isaka marizao sachava kuzeki. Kana ivo vari ng'anga vaine uprofita hokuziva kuti vahwina sei, tichazoona kuti anotaura chokwadi muprofita wavo nen'anga yavo here, kana kuti iZeki inenge ichitarisa maresults amavhotero aita vana veZimbabwe. Saka isusu veZanu PF tiri vanhu vanotevedza mutemo, takamirira kunzwa kuti Zeki ichatiudza kuti maelections afamba sei. Izvi zvokuda kunyepera Vice President vedu General Chiwenga kuti vati vanoda kuvauraya. Manyepo, vanhu vaurayira chii? VaChiwenga vaurayi munhu. Tinoziva kuti VaChiwenga ndi Vice President wenyika yedu, vachatungamirira, vacharamba vachitungamirira nokuti ZANU PF inohwina. Kana vachifunga kuti pana vatiretina kuvauraya, ngavaende kumapurisa. Asi pandoziva ndechokuti vatenda IBT havasi worth talking about. Munhu anongoti gwakumu kwako, aramba kumira nepati yakafoma yeMDC. Saka handina nguva yekuramba ndichitaudzana navo nezvematongerwo enyika, nokuti munhu asingazivi kwandakenda nenyaya dzepolitics.
Aha, thank you there, Mkoma Mangwana. Please do stay on the line. That's acting ZANU PF spokesperson Paul Mangwana talking to us there from Harare as the nation remains on tenterhooks tonight, anticipating the election results. So far, ZANU PF is in Mwabe Emarondera West, Muzi North, Masingo South, Masingo West, Weza South, Chirezi East. MDC Alliance in Mwabe Ekwanda South, Kupela, kuma constituencies angu 7, ase Kichiwe, Vachangoti Bata. Chirongwa ndechenyu, nefenyuro ndenyu, nefenyuro inotema isina kwa ya karere kera, nefenyuro ye Studio 7. Tichimunzira nasi zvabuda musarudzo dzane zuro. Nekutaura kwe Zeki, ZANU PF iri kutungamira pama constituencies 7 abudiswa. Ya wina kumarondera West, Muzi North, Masingo South, Masingo West, Weza South, Chiredzi East, asi MDC Alliance ya wina kugwanda Central parizvino chete. Asi ma candidates akawanda pasarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika. Abanqobe abancitise ukhetho lokudinga amalunga lokudinga umongameli welizwe liyakwazi bebe ngu 22. Kodwa njengokukhuluma kwami kwezinye inhlelo, ngakhuluma ngathi abantu abazahamba phambili lapha bavili kuphela, ubaba uMnangagwa lo Chamisa. Njalo ngempumela esesiyibonile yiko konoko umama uMakhuphe uThokozani Khuphe oMDCT, hayi kayenzi kuhle mpela. Ama results esesiwabonile amanengi, uthola o0 into efanayo kumama uMjuru lo baba uNkosana Moyo. Angile siphatha amandla seMDC kaMakhuphe umnumzana Dan Moyo okhona pha eMelika. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Full disclosure, Dan Moyo is my friend. We talk outside of work and I've told him and my other friend Muzi that they would be shellacked in this election. What say you now, Mr. Moyo?
Well, it's not over until it's over, Mr. Nkomo. There's only 7 constituencies that have been announced, like you rightfully said. So we have to wait until all the results are out before we can outright concede defeat, because right now we have not been defeated yet because the results are not out yet.
But your presidential candidate is performing really bad. It's dismal, Mr. Moyo, if you have seen returns from various constituencies.
Mr. Nkomo, I have seen several different results all over social media, The only legit ones right now are the seven that you announced, which were announced by Judge Chikumba earlier today. Everything else is just hearsay, and until all those results are out, we are just going to wait and see and then comment fully when the results are out. Yes, maybe judging from the so-called results that are being shared on social media, it does look like we're not doing well. But I've seen different results where they are showing big numbers. You said most of them are zeros. I've seen quite a few that have like several hundreds. So really, at the end of the day, we should just wait and see what the official results come out as.
Aha, kodwa ubona linqoba yini lithola even one isithi eParliament mnumzana moya?
Yeah, well, ama chances awona akhona ngoba we did our best sisenza ama door-to-door campaign nabantu, but njengoba sazi lawe besingena ama resources from ekuqaleni vele, this was just we operated on a shoestring budget besingena imali sidinga nalezi mali ukuthi sizame lathi ukuthi sibonakale even nje lokuprinta ama t-shirt lento esifana lalezo, but okusalayo abantu beZimbabwe yibona abazodecide.
Aha, siyabonga mnumzana moyo. Please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Vamangwana. I'm looking at the Norton constituency. Norton, I know it has not officially been declared by ZEC, but here is what we know, and this is the truth. But again, ZEC has to declare this as official. Kunoton, Themba Mliswa was the member of parliament. He won that constituency as an independent after being kicked out of ZANU-PF. Tonight we can report, unofficially that, Themba Mliswa has retained, his Norton seat. After garnering 16,857 votes against the MDC Alliance's 7,850 and also against ZANU-PF's 4,255. Interestingly, the candidate who was the ZANU-PF candidate who was going up against Mliswa is President Mnangagwa's special advisor, Chris Mtswangwa, an individual seen by many as cocky, at times outright arrogant. I see tonight Chris Mtswangwa has fallen by the wayside. Va Mangwana, morukuti chine izvozvo.
ZEC has not announced the results of the Norton constituents, and the law only requires me to comment on what ZEC has pronounced. What you are telling me is speculation. I don't know where you picked it from, and therefore I will not commit a crime by responding to rumors. I can only respond and make a comment on official results which are pronounced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
I get it, Mr. Mangwana. I wasn't trying to trap you to go to jail.
Not make me an accomplice in a crime you are committing. Please face the music on your own.
I'm not going to face the music, Mr. Mangwana, because I said... No, it's not
a
crime.
The law does not allow you to pronounce any results.
I said...
You're busy trying to do so.
I said this is unofficial.
You are not even supposed to announce what you call an official result.
Okay,
there's only one electoral authority in Zimbabwe.
Okay,
is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
I get it.
If you know anything, keep it to yourself. Until the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has pronounced the results of an election, I will not assist you and abet you in committing an electoral offense.
I get it, Mr. Mangwana. And the bottom line, though, is the unofficial result is what I've said. But Mr. Mangwana,
called the unofficial results. They are only electoral results. Let's wait for the electoral results to be pronounced by the legal authority which is empowered to announce electoral results.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you cause panic and pandemonium. That is the reason why the law prohibits anyone else from pronouncing results until the electoral body does so.
Thank you there, Mr. Mangwana, again.
I'm giving you free legal advice. I'll not send you a view.
I get it. I appreciate that. Again, people, you are very smart at home. You are listening. This is unofficial. We have a listener on the line. Mtereri, wa kadi yako?
Ndipo hangu makadiniwa.
Aiwa, tino fara kana mchifara. Umati bata muri gubi?
Ndakubata ndiri kwa Mtare, Bocho.
Kwa Agamira sei?
Kwa Mtare, Bocho, kwa kanaka.
Ma vota sei koko?
Kano, utaka vota kwa kanaka zedu.
Maka vota kwa kanaka.
Anzi
ZANU PF iriko winner. 6 out of 7 so far. That's an A plus. Muri kuzviona sei zvabuda pari zvino?
Zvabuda pari zvino hazvisi kunyanya kutichirisa kutichisa ngoma mutungamiri. Chikonzero ndechekuti izvozvi mukatarisa ZANU PF iri kumanya kubudisa maresults ekumaruwa kwainoziva kuti ndokwainokunda. Mukatarisa pa7 constitutions izvizvi ndedzekumasvingo. Nekunana Marondera East kuma reserve. Out of 210 constituents, we only have 7. Why this is ZANU PF got 6 and we got 1 MPC alliance. So we can't panic. It's too early for Mangwana or kutaura hapo kuti ati yeva winner, because ichine mukana we at least 203 constituents. Saka hatingati vanhu va winner, we are still in the ground.
Asi makavhota murunyararo kwakanga kusina kuvhundusirana kana kuti mirizhonga.
No, mirizhonga kwaka kusina. We only have some slight reasons zvekuti mavoters were confused. Ma lines aimbopota achimbononoka due to lack of voter wika education from Zek. Ndo matambudziko atina wewa, but kuvhota takavhota zvakanaka. And we are expecting a very good victory. Victory is certain to us, because we know that.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa mukoma wangu.
Maita henyu mukoma mutungamiri, murambe muchitifonerawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Siyavonga vayakhuluma avalaleli veStudio 7 kuFacebook. Bobson Andlovu uti wena kodwa kunzima lokho, only 7 constituencies. Yebo, sebekhiphe 7 kuphela. Ulinzi Hamon uti Tunga uMangwana lo ukhanya a confident kakhulu, very confident, Mr. Mangwana there. Tumza Ella Makwena says all these people kwamele bafunde ukulinda hachi ukweqa. Tumza Makwena uti njalo lengoma ingakakhali. Busani Mbuso Ntini bla 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 on MDC Togo. Ngiphenduke kuwe Mnumzana Moyo. Alubana, ngiyaphinda njalo ngiyagcizelela, alubana iZANU PF ithe yanqoba kulolu khetho, kuza kutshoni ke khonoko kukusasa leZimbabwe?
Back to ground zero, Mfukankomo. Sokumele siregroup siqale phansi siqale ukulungiselela 2023 ngoba indlela yakhona indelay. iZANU PF ukuthi wina kanjani namanje kusho ukuthi makungashiyo rigging, then it's a mystery ngoba ayikho into abayenzela nje isizwe sakithi abantu esingathi abantu bangayivotela for. So kuyadida ingqondo ukuzama ukudingisisa ukuthi kahle kahle makuyikuthi ngempela ngeqiniso lonke abantu bakithi bayayivotela iZANU yini abacabanga ukuthi bazoyithola abesileke ukuyithola iminyaka yonke le ngu-38 iZANU PF ibusa. So ngempela masiqinisweni, that's why wonke umuntu ubona nje bebona kunzima ukubhiliva ama-results akhombisa ukuthi iZANU winile, ngoba iZANU ngaphandle kokubhidliza ilizwe ayikho nje into esike yayenzela abantu abangathi hayi iZANU siyayibonga. So kunzima ukuthi, ngakho-ke thina kithi sidaluta continue ngoba vele i-revolution yokuthi iZimbabwe ikhululeke kusameleliwe ngandlela zonke.
Aha, thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Nabamangwana Please do stay on the line, both as we continue coverage of the 2018 election results. Only seven constituencies have been called so far by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Six of them are going to ZANU-PF and just one going into the MDC Alliance. So far, from what we have seen, it has been a disaster for other presidential candidates and parties like Dr. Thokozani Kuphe, Nkosana Moyo, Mai Mjuru. Things are not looking very well. This race seems to be between ZANU-PF and the MDC Alliance. And joining me in the studio is Pride Mukono. Pride, ndinokugamuchira ngiyakwamukela. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here, listeners, and to be discussing this important issue about our nation, where our nation goes, and democracy and elections in Zimbabwe.
And Bride Mukono is a Mandela Washington fellow currently here in the United States. Bride, you have seen the preliminary results. ZANU-PF are begging six out of seven, and the MDC are managing only once, only one. And the rest of the candidates are really remaining way, way behind. What's your take so far?
I think, firstly, the results being announced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission reflect its bias that we have observed during the entirety of this electoral process. The way they have structured the announcing of results is contrary to what we have received, at least by verification of the parallel voter tabulation process that is currently being undertaken by the opposition and by the civic society. We know, for example, that in Harare, all the Harare constituencies have completed voting and tabulation of those results, and they are available to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. They have not been announced. We also know that in Bulawayo, counting and tabulation has also been completed. Those results have not been announced. So the idea of announcing these results in batches is basically to try and dampen the people's spirit and resolve for change, which they showed in without any equivocation when they cast their ballots yesterday. We saw the long queues that were set. We saw the frustration that they tried to do by delaying the process. So this is really part of a long and ongoing process of trying to rig the electoral outcome and have it predetermined and being far off from the reality of what people actually expressed in the ballot when they cast yesterday.
Kodwa indaba yokuriga ama elections okhuluma ngayo Pride sokuyinhlala yenza nje ngaso sonke nxa kulokhetho iopposition ingadliwa bathi kurigiwe. Kodwa obufakazi obokuthi kurigwe njani izano irige njani kabakazi basethulele kubona aso ucatsa ngomunwe nje yini khonoko ukuthi kuba le rigging abantu bechaya fair fair
achi aso ucatsa ngomunwe ende njalo abalaleli abaningi bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sithi ikuriga singakhangela ukuthi i-election lay sifike kiyo njani siyabona ukuthi kube lezi gaba, what I can say, ama periods of rigging that have been designed by ZANU-PF from the start of this electoral process. Okokuqala, kwakuyi voter registration process. So, sabanga umsindo njenge civic society, sabanga umsindo ama opposition political parties, a city, ama voter registration centers, malutshwana, kuma urban areas, la kuma strongholds wonke, awe opposition. That was the first step. Kwabuye indaba ye voters roll. Sakhuluma sathi sifuna voters roll a final a clear ukuthi labantu basiniki voters roll esayinikwa izeki sayikhangelisisa sabona ukuthi ilama areas amaningi kulabantu abanga existiyo kulabantu abale abangu 250 abasebenzisa address eyodwa ongazange kwenzakale which in real life doesn't make sense. We pointed that out and there were marches and pressure to say Zek must reform, but Zek simply refused. Yayali Zek. So nxa sisithi ama election ayentshontshwa asi liqiniso elikhona into ongumuntu yakwazi kodwa esikhona ukuthina njengaba abafuna democracy njengabafuna i good governance kumele senzene and into enkulu ekhona kathesi ukuthi besides all this abantu bezimbabwe bahambe bayavota bakhethe uchamisa ukuthi ebe ngumongameli wabo lokho siyakwazi ngoba ama results eso sawabonile avela kuma polling station asitshengisa khona ukuthi hatch abantu bezimbabwe bathi bafuna uchamisa abakhokhela kodwa izeg lezandu pf sezihlele phansi sebehlalela ama results wona lawo abasawakhiphi abasakhulume ngakho so ikho esikuthi kutshontshile election akula into eziningi esingazenza njengabantu nje civic society le opposition ngoba into esisebenzisayo sisebenzisa izinto ezipeaceful and democratic so kumele sinxasile siyakwazi ukujengisela labona ama demonstrations ayenza MDC from 2015 utshwankela ezise khona haye massive abantu befuna ukuthi sifuna ama elections ethu ahambe kanje kodwa konke lokhu akulungisiswanga sesifike kulesi sigaba sesikhona futhi siyakhuluma lezo zinto so kusitshengisa ukuthi izanu PF ifuna ukuyenza ama election nje ukuthi ikukhanya ngani kule democracy eZimbabwe kodwa sikwasithakula.
Aha, for those who've just joined in, it's 20 minutes before the hour of 9. We are talking the 2018 election results tonight as ZEC has announced seven constituencies so far. From the parliamentary race, ZANU-PF, of course, getting six out of seven, and the MDC Alliance pocketing one. Ndisati ndauya kwamuri vamangwana ndimboverenga zviri kutaurwa pa Twitter nemutungamiri we MDC Alliance va Nelson Chamisa nava Emerson Mnangagwa ve ZANU-PF vanovazve mutungamiri wenyika. This is what Nelson Chamisa tweeted early in the morning today. He said, winning resoundingly, we now have results from the majority of the 10,000 polling stations. We have done exceedingly well, awaiting ZEC to perform their constitutional duty to officially announce the people's election results. And we are ready to form the next government. Ngubaba uChamisa ke loyo ndiva Nelson Chamisa abo vachitaura pa Twitter kuti vari kuwina sarudzo iyi uyezve vatogadzirira kuumba hurumende. Ubekhuluma ke lapho ubaba uChamisa enkundleni yeTwitter ukuthi uyanqoba njalo sezimisele ukubumba uhulumende womanyano. Ngakolunye uhlangothi ubaba uMnangagwa wancintisa emele izanu PF njalo ongumongameli welizwe yena eloba la enkundleni yeTwitter uthe, good morning Zimbabwe, I am delighted by the high turnout and citizen engagement so far. The information from our representatives on the ground is extremely positive. Waiting patiently for official results as per the constitution. Avo vanga vari va Mnangagwa vachinyora pa Twitter nhasi vachiti zvavari kuwana kubva kuvanhu vakavamirira musarudzo idzi zvinoratidza kuti haiwa vangava vachikunda kuti Mnangagwa ibufakaza butola vukombo kuvana uyanqova kulolukhetho kodwa uChamisa kolunye hlangoti uti laye uyanqova asaziyo zala nkomoni ukhetho impumela yonke kumele sibe sesiyazi within 5 days from ilanga lokhetho. Vamangwana ndimbo udzoka kwa muri vatereri vari kutaurawo pa Facebook apa vari kubvunza kuti nai vamangwana mukawina ZANU-PF ikawina zvizvitswa zvamatadza kuitira nyika mumakore ese apfuura aya zvamuchaita gore rino.
My elections asati aitika. Saka kune vakagutsikana nemhinduro yandakavapa vakatovhotera ZANU-PF. Avo vachamisa vari kufunga kuti vahwina, ndinongova reminda kuti if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Chirungu chandakadzidziswa ndiri mugrade 7 ende ndine shuwa nokuti vakapfuura napo vakazvinzwawo kuti if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Iko zvino handidi kutambisa simba rangu ndichiingeja navanhu kuti ndivakonivhinse why vachifanira kunge vachivhotera ZANU-PF. Do basa randai fanira kunge ndakaita randoziva kuti takatoita navamwe vedu vekuzanu PF kuconvince ma voters. Chavapo ndechekuti titerere kuti zvatakaparidzira vanhu vakazvinzwa here, vakagutikana vakati votera. I don't want to waste my energy convincing the listener why ZANU PF should be in power. Instead, ndakapedza energy yangu ndichiconvince ma voters kuti vati votere. Zvandinoziva kuti takatoita navamwe vedu veZANU PF. Hati waste energy nokutaura zvatofanira kuitira vanhu isi takatoitira vanhu. Muchirungu tinongoti the facts are there for everyone to see. ZANU PF yakashandira vanhu, iri kushandira vanhu, yaunza new dispensation, iri kuinda mberi nokugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika kuti vanhu vawane mabasa vagare zvakanaka. Ndine chokwadi chokuti meseji takaendesa kuvanhu vakainzwa, vakativotera president vedu vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kuhwina hands down.
Asi muna 2013 vamangwana makambovimbisa vanhu mabasa anokwana iwo 1 million, anosvika 2 million rather.
The old dispensation handina mandate yokuresponda on behalf of the president watakabvisa mupower. Ndinoda kutaura nezviri kuitwa navamunangagwa vava kutungamirira Zimbabwe zvinodakadza.
But the only difference is that you removed Mugabe as an individual and everyone else is there who was there in 2013.
We have the capacity to correct our only leadership challenges. Takazviita isusu. Vamwe vanotobvisirwa mutungamiriri nokufa. Isu tinotarisa toona kuti mutungamiriri haana kwaachatiendesa. Toshandisa constitution yedu, tobvisa. Tine inonzi self-correcting mechanism. Saka takatogadzirisa zvanga zvichikanganisika muZANU PF tikaisa vamunangagwa mupower vaakuendesa nyika mberi.
Thank you there, Mr. Mangwana. And please do stay on the line. On the other line, I have Dan Moyo of the MDC, Thokozani Kupe. And joining me now is Mr. Douglas Monzora of the MDC Alliance. Va Monzora, maswera sei?
Itaswera edu kana maswerao.
Taswera, anzi tiri kumurakasha na vamangwana. Zvakamira sei?
Well, marizaus atatitaona so far, announced one do ema 7, ma constituencies announced one ezekutanga, pan ipapa 7, ipapo, ndipo patine 1, ratrukunzi itawina ipapa. Asi panenguwa panepanguwa ino itirikumbo mirira para water tabulation irkuitu kwa ya tubu itatega kuyedu office kwenye tishitasa marazawase acho utakupisha na hene. Saka iko zuzi gyo strategia kitaka mirira asi parizu sorry parizu ino ZANU PF pane 6 iwayo yanga ichinzi yakatonga mira nezeke asi ndozvinhu zvatakasanga tamboongorora kuti ichokwadi here.
Aha, asi muri kuona muchigona kuovertake ZANU PF here zvikuru sei kumaruva uko, because my results tiri kuona although unofficial ari kuratidza kuti ZANU PF aiwa iri kumberi.
Nokuti ZANU PF zvayakaita yaishandisa chibage, yaishamisa mbeu chitenga mavotes. Asi tiri kuona kuti taita zvakanaka chaizvo mumadhorobha muHarare, Mutare, Bulawayo, kwese Tawina, nana Kwekwe and part of Gweru. So tiri kushanda zvakanaka, tiri kufungidzira kuti togona kuzongoi overtake PF yacho. Asi zvichaonekwa izvo panenge papera marizao tese.
Vatendai biti vano va mumwe wenyu mu MDC Alliance vambotaura kuti vachiwengwa vanova mutungamiri mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika vari kuda kuuraya ivo vabiti navachamisa. Munogona kutaura nezvazvo here izvo?
Handina humbo hwakakwana ne mashoko iwayo, asi ndinofungidzira ini kuti vabiti somunhu wagweta se a very senior person, handifungi kuti vangataura zvinhu vasina humbo hwakakwana. asini ni umboyo wa andina zangu. Asi, na kana chiri chokwa zinu ze kuti atazi fanele kumbo ngezuchire giro ngezuchiti kaizosu. Atifanele kusika panyaya yoku urayana ninyo atezu matongiru enyika kuramba china kudeura ropa rewamwe vedu. Zvino izvi zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvisina kunaka zvachose. Saka handina zvangu umbo chokwadi chacho chakamira sei, asi kana chiri chokwadi ichocho zvimashoko anosunda zvikuru.
Suppose ZANU PF wins, and this is a big suppose, Mr. Monzora, what would that mean for Zimbabwe?
Well, it would be a sad day for Zimbabwe. Here are people who have spent 30 years running down this country. So for them to be given another mandate to run from the country, nothing will improve. These are the very, very same people who have destroyed this country, the rule of law, they have brought dictatorship and so on. So forget about saying that Mnangagwa is now the new president, because he was part and parcel of the old regime, of the Mugabe regime. He is responsible for running, partly responsible for running down the country. So a very sad day for Zimbabwe, and a very sad day for our democracy.
Thank you there, Mr. Monzora, and please do stay on the line. Also, Mr. Mangwana and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line as we wrap up. Pride, your last word. I've just 1 minute. 1 minute. Let's wrap up things. Your future. I know you are here as a Mandela Washington Fellow. Madzidzisi wazvakawanda neutungamiri wenyika. Zvizva uchange uchiita kana wadzokera kuZimbabwe, zvikuru sei panyaya dzeutungamiri dzeutungamiriri.
I think what is clear, chaenda toenda tichadzokera muZimbabwe, toramba tichishanda nevechidiki, tichikurudzira gwara remuZimbabwe kuti vana sevechidiki tinge tiripo panoitwa madecisions a government yedu. We continue to provide leadership in the young people's movement and encouraging young people to participate as they have done overwhelmingly in this election, and we'll continue making sure working for Zimbabwe to be a fully democratic country and warding off the machinations of the old to try and impose their will on us. We will provide leadership in that capacity. We will further and more critically work towards ensuring that the economic conditions of our people are improved in the various sectors where we work in. Those are the things that we go back and do. But more and also critically, I'm encouraging young people in Zimbabwe to go out there and have their voice heard on the streets and defend their vote which they cast yesterday.
Thank you. The pride, siyabonga for it.
Ngiyabonga lam.
Mr. Moyo, let me come to you. You have 1 minute. Give us your last word. Whither thou, Zimbabwe?
Yeah. I think when we hear Mnangagwa talk of the new dispensation and we hear Chamisa talk of behold the new, really we should start on a new footing as Zimbabwe if we're serious about seeing our country move forward. I'm disturbed that both gentlemen found it within themselves to violate the Electoral Act by campaigning illegally when they should have stopped campaigning. I would like to see the Constitutional Court really take stern measures against them so that we can send a strong signal to the international community that lawlessness is not going to be accepted anymore in the new Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Mangwana, Mr. Monzora, please do stay on the line. Ndimbo Tora Mumwe Zvekare, we Mandela Washington Fellowship, ari mustudio munomu. Wakadiyako?
Ndiripo zvangu, makadini?
Ndiripo edu. Zita unoitwani?
Maria Malomalo.
Maria Malomalo. Maona kazvaitika kuZimbabwe, hanzi ZANU PF iri kutungamira. Zvinhu zvamanga makatarisira?
No. It's pretty much shocking. And very sad, because I think that Zimbabwe has come a long way. And when we look at, I think for me, I reflected on what this means and where we are right now. And one of the things I noted was that we had a military coup last year. That was a military coup. And to me, the Mnangagwa government is not going to give up so easily. So this is the time that Zimbabweans are supposed to rise up and reclaim their vote,
Rise up how? But, you know, if ZANU-PF wins, it means the people have spoken. Whoever wins, the people they have spoken. So how can you go against the will of the people?
But the people have not spoken. The problem is that the results are taking too long to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we have results of some polling station? I was listening to a press conference by ZEC, and one of the issues that they said was that because there was no electricity, we couldn't count votes, they are coming up with so many excuses. So how are we supposed to believe that this vote is a legitimate vote? And that is the question. We want to know how legitimate the process is. Because at the end of the day, we might say that, okay, ZANU-PF has won and it's okay. But is it really a reflection of what people want?
Mm-hmm. Maria Malomalo. Kwanga kwanga mira segu Mandela Washington Fellowship. How was the program?
It was very good. Kwanga kwanga mira mushe. And we learned about servant leadership, which I really don't see much of in our leaders in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reflect, sometimes when I reflect on the leadership that ZANU-PF has shown us, it's not worth being called a form of leadership, really.
Thank you there, Maria Malomalo. As we wrap up, Mr. Mangwana, your last word. You have 1 minute.
I want to thank the people of Zimbabwe for voting in peace and maintaining peace. I too want to implore them to maintain the exemplary behavior they have shown. We have come a long way in establishing democracy in our country. And this vote which we did yesterday is a culmination of our desire for democracy. I want to implore every other person who has a different opinion to learn to respect the voice of the majority. If the majority of Zimbabweans voted for ZANU-PF, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us remain calm and composed and look forward to the development of our country under the able leadership of none other than Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa.
Thank you there, Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Monzora, your last word.
All Zimbabweans to keep their fingers crossed as we get the final results. We have to make it clear that we stand for peace and we are going to be acting within the law in whatever we do. If we have any disagreements with anyone, we are going to do it law. But this is our country. We have to rebuild our country together. And I want to say to those candidates who have not succeeded, that should not lose heart. They should try to do better next time. But this is our country. We need peace in our country. We do not want bloodletting in our country for whatever reason. That is, should not be done. That should not be accepted at all.
Thank you there, Mr. Monzora. Thank you, gentlemen. You just heard from Mr. Douglas Monzora of the MDC Alliance. You also heard from ZANU-PF acting spokesperson, Mr. Paul Mangwana, as well as MDCT, Thokozani Kupe, and chairperson for the United States province. Dan Moyo, Lizwile Njalo, Ngibelo Pride Mukono, Ogumandela Washington Fellowship, Konapa Emeliga, Lo Maria Malomalo, Sebe Kibage Ushelo Lwabo, Lema Ndela Washington Fellowship, Zulugandava, Murie Zimbabwe, Changa Chirichirongwa Chenyu, Che Studio 7, Tichimunzirai, Jwabuda, Musaru, Zo Asi, Rwendo ruchiri rurefu uhambo lusalute pambili ngoba iZEC iphumise ama constituencies angu 7 kuphela phakathi kwawo kuwina iZANU-PF ithole angu 6 MDC Alliance yatholwa eyodwa kuphela kodwa MDC Alliance ithi isalethemba lokubana hayi izayi overtake iZANU-PF inqobe. Kwanele mthwakazi iZEC izaqhubeka ngokuya kwesikhathi lamhlanje isethula impumela yokhetho ngokutsho kuka mama uPriscilla Chigumba. That's it, Zimbabwe. Remember, we have another edition of the morning news at 6 a.m. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungamilinkomo. Good night.
Thank you.